Hey everybody, I want to talk about the pathway forward for the podcast and for the YouTube channel. I'm going to do this in the lab today because, I don't have time to go videotape it somewhere else. I have to actually continue and finish some work. So I'm just going to do it here. A week ago, I had a hospitalization. I was hospitalized with pericarditis. Went in, they took an x-ray because I had been having like a fullness of my neck and distinct discomfort and inability to sleep. And there was a fullness of my neck and head and my chest, and I felt like they were all about to explode. So I thought, well, maybe it's COVID, maybe it's myocarditis. I went in, had an x-ray done. Didn't see anything. Troponin was done, which is to say they checked to see if I was having a heart attack. Didn't see anything. Then they did a... they had an EKG done at the beginning. They didn't see anything. Then they did an x-ray, and they saw my lungs were apparently filled with fluid. I think the pleural space was filled with fluid, or the interstitia, which is indicative of... perhaps a heart failure. So then they did a bunch of other, you know, contrast CT. They did, what was the other thing that they did? They did a contrast CT. They did an echocardiogram. And I was diagnosed with mild pericarditis. So it was basically just a post-viral mild pericarditis. It wasn't COVID, but it was another virus that caused it. And that virus happened a day before I started having these symptoms. So pretty sure those are causally linked, and it's not the vaccines, which I had about a year ago. Some people on the internet think it's the vaccine. It's probably not. So based on that happening, and some other experiences that I've had recently, I've just been reevaluating things. So one of the reasons I became active on social media as kind of an escape. It was during my PhD. Things were quite difficult for me during my PhD, mostly related to, partly related to my really strong views about rigor in science. And in academia, science isn't as rigorous as it should be, either in a textbook or either so as to ensure reproducibility. And so for that reason, I struggled a lot because I had a view about science that was different from what was incentivized in academia, which often is just consists of telling a story that's interesting and not necessarily being too rigorous about how one actually came up with that story. And this is everywhere all around the country, and in some ways it's even worse at the top universities. It's a big problem right now in science. So I struggled in graduate school, in large part because of that. Worked my butt off, worked 12, 14 hours a day, which actually in many ways made it worse because I felt entitled to having my views taken seriously about how different experiments should be done, which was at odds with how other people thought they should be done. Other people who had seniority over me. So since I was working, 12, 14, 16 hours some days, I thought I understood better. And in many cases, I think I did understand better, but if you're not in charge, you don't make the rules. So I struggled a lot, and as a way of escaping that, I got on social media a lot because it was a way that I could learn about, discuss science, and criticize the sorts of bad science that I thought needed to be criticized, to take that energy and put it elsewhere. As things are happening right now, I'm getting close to being done with my PhD. We're having some really cool experiments being done. I have about 6 months left, but corresponding to that, I have to actually focus more. So now I'm really needing to focus again for 12, 14, 16 hours a day. So in part because of that, I'm going to focus more on that. I'm going to keep doing the podcast and keep doing the podcast episodes, but I'm going to be focusing more on that and focusing more on getting into residency. The other aspect, the other thing that's happened recently has been that I don't know, for whatever reason, I felt increasingly confident about the way that I viewed, I view different parts of science, and increasingly confident about the way that I communicate that. And so I've done that on social media, talked about different, you know, ideas that I've taken from the literature or that are in the literature or different findings in the literature, and then I've expressed them, I've communicated them, and I've come under attack, often by people who I thought saw science the same way that I do. What I've come to realize really over the last month or two is that there is no, unlike what I used to think, there is a group of people on social media, a loose coalition of people who all had roughly the same view of science, that was relatively pure, rigorous, and impartial. I don't think that that's the case anymore. I don't think that the so-called evidence-based or science-based communities are necessarily science or evidence-based. In fact, I think what we call the science and evidence-based communities are really a coalition, as I've talked about a moment ago. They're a coalition of different interests that come together in what could be called a broad consensus, a broad quilt, so to speak, of different points of view that are popular among liberal medical scientific elites. That don't necessarily reflect what the science actually says. They don't necessarily reflect what the official governing bodies say. They don't necessarily reflect whatsoever what the evidence says or a critical analysis of the evidence says. But they reflect certain constellations of interests, political, ideological, that or in commercial, that have in many cases something not so much to do with science and a lot more to do with people's values. So that's not what I envisioned. What you people may know of at Health Misinfo, that's ultimately the reason I've putatively been doing a lot of these things, is for the initiative against health misinformation. Build the initiative against health misinformation, to fund it, to give it ultimately a strong foundation. And that's what I've been doing, But what I found is there's no real political support for that. There's a broad coalition of different political, of different ideas. So let's say veganism, plant-based diets, for example, anti-climate change, for example, pro-chemical ideologies, for example, anti-chemical ideologies, anti-natural living ideologies, pro-resistance training ideologies that are not necessarily, that have a lot of scientific support, but in the end are not defined by their scientific support. All of these ideologies that I'm talking about. These together come together to create a consensus. That's not what I envisaged the Initiative Against Health Misinformation to be about. I didn't envisage it to be about supporting some broad coalition, some broad constellation of different ideologies that come together into a palimpsest of views about what science-based medicine or evidence-based medicine is. I envisioned the Initiative for Public Health against Health Misinformation to be about, to really be about truth, to be about the best that science could actually offer, independent of what's popular, independent of what's a fad, independent of what's prominent or powerful at the moment. And in order to create that, you need a really powerful legitimizing mechanism. Either you need a lot of money, or you need political clout, support by official, legitimate political organizations. And that's not something I have. I'm a student. It's not something I remotely have. So the that project is impossible for me at the current moment. It's not ever going to be able to be as legitimate and as authoritative as I want it to be, at least not at the present moment, not in the next decade or so, because I don't have that level of clout, and I'm not willing to hoard out as essentially a sort of a centerpiece of some sort of coalition of science-based people who are not necessarily promoting, strictly speaking, science-based ideas. I don't want it to be a centerpiece of the science-based or evidence-based community, because I don't want it to be a political or politically influenced. I want it to be independent and an independent body through a rigorous methodology does what it needs to do, similar to what Cochrane was supposed to do, or Cochrane is supposed to be. Except that's with respect to science itself. This is with respect to science communication. Since it can't be that thing that I want it to be, I have to let it go. And I have to let that idea go for now. The other thing is I'm focused on graduation, focused on getting into residency. I'm not focused necessarily on saving the world. So I need to focus on that and not on the sorts of things that are going to get me into trouble, which is to say, going to bat for different scientific controversies, right? Because it's not useful to me to fight with doctors, with scientists about what the science actually says. I think that I have a really objective point of view. I think I'm a pretty objective individual. I think I don't have any strong conflicts of interest in any particular direction. Maybe I believe in plant-based diets, I believe in climate change, but I'm even willing to look into those thoughts and ideas as well. But I don't have a very strong commitment to any particular idea. I don't care. I'm just interested in communicating what the best evidence says. But but I'm not in a position to fight for that vision right now. It's not the position that I'm in. I'm in the position to crush the rest of my PhD, to crush the rest of med school, to do well there, to go to residency and crush residency, and then maybe along the way a little bit, I'll build some support for that kind of idea and the financial base for that kind of idea. But I'm not necessarily going to build that organization right now. I don't think it's the right time. Although it's something that's definitely on the back burner and something I want to build. Correspondingly, I'm basically going to be shutting down those accounts. They're going to go private. I might delete much of the information on them. I'm not sure about that part yet. And then I'm going to shift my focus of what I'm doing here on the podcast. So instead of debunking, I'm going to focus just on reading papers critically, thinking about them, showing what the science says, but not necessarily mentioning anybody's names, but talking about a lot of the hottest topics that are currently being talked about. So people will know when I'm talking about sometimes, but we're going to do it with also a different flavor. So instead of necessarily getting into big fights about things, which just caused me stress, honestly, it's not something I care about. It's not something that makes me feel good. It's not something I like. Instead of, you know, that kind of thing, come into things with a little bit more curiosity and humility and just a joy for the science. Now, I do feel very strongly about my ability to critically analyze the literature, and that's not going to change, but I don't necessarily need to go to battle for any particular idea or any particular interpretation of the literature. So that in some ways actually frees me up to be more to have a lot more fun with this podcast, because instead of making things about a struggle or, you know, debunking in a really powerful way, we can just explore the literature for what it says, and we can talk about what it does say and how we can apply that to our lives, and we can do so in an open-minded and more joyful way than we've been necessarily doing so. So that's going to be the new podcast, and that's going to be why I'm doing the new things the way that I'm doing. I'm still going to put some time into it, but and I have people who want to volunteer for me. I'm not sure if we're going to keep those guys around. If they end up staying around, that'd be awesome. But we're just going to like explore science and keep up to date on the literature in a way that's fun and in a way that should be very informative to people who are looking for what the cutting edge says. I think I'm one of the most objective people in the space. I'm willing to change my ideas and change my opinions, and I love to do so. And so I hope I can help to inform the discussion, and I know I will. I'll have a big influence, as I've had for a few years now. And so I hope the people who listen to this, your scientists, will enjoy what I'm going to deliver. And I think people will actually appreciate this more than what I've been doing in the past. I'm actually really excited about this because I think this is going to be a hit. This is going to work well. It's going to be less stressful to me. It's going to work better. And it's going to be more creative and fun. And since there's no center, there's no real center for deciding what misinformation is and what misinformation isn't, I was yearning to build that with like-minded people. But there are truly no... There's not very many like-minded people. Therefore, I have the freedom to do pretty much whatever I want. Of course, we're going to do it with an open mind. We're going to do it with a light heart. But I can do whatever I want because what I thought was a center, this coalition of science-based or evidence-based people who call themselves evidence-based, is not, in fact, a center. There is no center there. There is no authority there. That authority does not exist. It needs to be built. It desperately needs to be built. And I will support anybody who wants to build that. But that needs to be insulated from politics. It needs to be insulated from consensus. It needs to be insulated from any financial monetary interest. And I don't think we have anybody building something like that right now with the legitimacy and the clout and the power, the political power to put it into play. We don't have that right now. But once we do, I'll support that. But until then, I'm going to be doing something different. So that's where this podcast is, where I'm going to be going. The last thing I should say is I'm not going to be reading comments anymore. Because honestly, it drives me crazy. I can't... many people who I thought were reasonable will often respond to some of my posts and they'll say things that I think are unreasonable. It happens very, very, very consistently, very often. And I don't want to address that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to experience that anymore. I just want to talk about science and have a joyous time and be joyful in talking about scientific discoveries, scientific rigor, methodology, how to think about and interpret science, what the latest science says on different issues that are important to health. That's all I want to talk about. That's all I'm interested in. I don't want to argue about anything. And I'm not going to. So I'm not reading the comments anymore. If you want to get in touch with me, get in touch with me over DM. The best way is to become a patron over Patreon. If you become a patron over Patreon, let me know you're a patron over Patreon so I know to prioritize your DMs. But besides that, I'm going to be prioritizing my PhD work. And then on the side, a little bit every night or every other night, I'm going to be putting out a podcast or a video about something that's cool in science. Seed oils, soy are some of the really interesting things I want to talk about lately. Resistance training, injury risk. There's so many really interesting things I want to talk about and I want to talk to experts about. And I'm not so interested in arguing about them on social media. I just don't think it's a good use of time for anybody. I'm interested in learning. If you think that I've gotten something wrong, send me a message. And we'll hash it out over a message or give me a call. And we'll talk about it over the phone. In fact, if you think I've gotten something wrong, we need to have a phone call. Not necessarily do it over text. So, that's where the podcast is going. That's why. And I hope you guys enjoy what is going to happen. And keep following me on this great journey that we're going on. I know that you guys have enjoyed it, and I have enjoyed it greatly as well. So, and with that, peace, and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.